Welcome to Infinite Love, and welcome to the last episode of Season 2. I can't believe it. Where did all the time go? Another season in the books, and here I am, just celebrating life, enjoying every moment. So for today's episode, I think it's almost fitting that it's right around the corner, Thanksgiving, a month of celebrating, a month of giving thanks. And that's practically what I do on this journey. I hold gratitude for everything. So thank you. Thank you for taking the time out to listen. Thank you for your amazing messages. Thank you for this healing journey. Thank you to the darkness. You allowed me to realize that I was the light all along, ready to shine bright for myself and for others. Thank you for the journey. May the roads have been long and winding and intertwining. Thank you for the hard times as you allowed me to sit within that pain and heal. And yet I know that healing is linear. I know that healing will always take place. But thank you. Thank you for allowing me to sit still and feel what I needed to feel and continue to feel. Thank you for my special guests this year, this season, this episode, for the laughter, for the questions, for the collaboration, for the rawness, for the authenticity, for the connections. Thank you for all the questions that have come in, which have allowed me to share more of myself, of my journey, of who I am. Thank you to my soul's purpose, showing that healing is painful, is long, but it's powerful. It's filled with so many abundant blessings within. Thank you, universe, for all your spiritual signs, synchronicities, and messages. Thank you to faith, to hope, to trust, to letting go of once was, and being present in the moment for what is. Thank you for forgiveness. It's allowed me to let things go, let others back in, and begin a new journey, a fresh new start. Thank you to nature. You were there when I needed you the most. You were there in the beginning, when I figured out how to balance myself out. Thank you to the trees that let me lay beside you and share all my thoughts and feelings and emotions. Thank you to laughter and joy and my inner child. Finding my way back to you has been everything. Doing things from a different perspective, seeing the world through your eyes, where I was most happiest. I'll never let that connection go again. Thank you to my higher self, who always taught me, led me, pushed me along when I thought I was giving up, telling me that my soul's purpose was far greater than I could ever imagine. Thank you to alignment, alignment to love, alignment to connections, alignment to making choices as I walk my path of life. Thank you to creativity, a passion I didn't even know existed within me, was lit like a fire, like a phoenix rising from its own ashes. Thank you to my soul fam for teaching me, for sharing with me, for opening yourselves up to me. Thank you to my TikTok family, the new friendships, the bonds, the connection, seeing me for who I really am, loving me for who I am. Thank you to life. It's as if everything's brand new, and I get to experience it from a whole different version of me, a happier, healthier version, living out my dreams, living each day and not taking it for granted, being present in each moment and loving it, whether it's amazing or difficult, because no matter what, I know that each day will bring something new, a blessing, a lesson, growth, and ascension. Thank you to the sunrises and sunsets. You always captivate my heart and soul. I tend to lose my breath when I get lost, staring at you. Your beauty, your essence, it transcends my soul out into the universe. Thank you to my athletes, my students. You bring joy into my life. You teach me valuable lessons every single day. Thank you to my coworkers. Without you, I don't know if I would have any sanity left. But I'm always learning and I'm always growing, because I have you by my side. And God, thank you for blessing me every single day with a new beginning, a new day. If there's anything I could take away from this year, it's the fact that you've blessed me with so many new people, true alignment, showing me, reflecting back to me the work I've done within, and graced me with those who saw my light, who saw my worth, who saw me for who I really am. So thank you. Gratitude is so powerful. It's beautiful. And when you align to it and connect with it, it changes everything. Everything within you and everything around you. So I never force gratitude. I let it be. And every single day, in every moment that I am present, I'm filled with gratitude. It's just that simple for me. Was it always? No. You see, the more I worked on myself, the more I sat with feelings and emotions that no longer needed to be with me, the more space I was opening up and clearing for gratitude to come through, for love to come through, for my mindset to shift to positivity, to joy, to wonder, to laughter, all things I'm so grateful for. And then I saw the changes taking place within me and around me, because I was consumed by gratitude. In moments such as driving to work and a truck pulling in front of me, meaning I had to go even slower, what I would have felt in the past was frustration, and I would have driven really fast around them, angry at the thought of slowing me down. And now I find myself simply saying, thank you, universe. There's a divine reason, a divine purpose for this protection. And I simply just let it be. And then I'm so thankful for it. I find myself so thankful for those little moments. And they may feel or sound or seem minute, minuscule, but to me, they're everything because I'm so grateful for it. It fills me with so much love, with so much protection, with movement forward in the right direction. I've never felt more aligned within myself of who I am and who I'm becoming. And I love this journey. I'm grateful for it. Every single moment I'm learning something new about myself, about my journey, about where I'm going in life and the people all around me. And it's a beautiful, beautiful sight, a beautiful feeling served with greater purpose. And I love it all and I'm grateful for it. And I know that it may seem cheesy or silly or ridiculous to some, but that's their journey, their judgments. And I no longer align to that. I no longer have to fight or argue why I feel the way I feel. I just feel that way and I'm okay with it and I accept it and I love it and it does wonders for me. I'm no longer trying to change who I am to fit in the mold of who people want me to be or see me to be. I no longer worry about what others feel towards me if it doesn't connect with me. You see, every day we're in a world where everybody's on their own journey, and I have to make sure I understand that. And it's okay to be on your own journey. And however long that takes you, I hold compassion for you. And I'm grateful for having that mindset, the shift of no longer worrying, no longer judging, but just allowing you and myself to hold space for each other. So this is me, grateful. Grateful for new beginnings, new adventures, the newness of life, the new feelings within me. Grateful for my twin flame journey, for the catalyst of waking me up to everything that I had to go within me to heal, to sit with. Grateful for family and friendships, old and new. In fact, the other day I received this amazing message. It was late and something told me just to get out of bed. And so I checked my phone. It was from an old friend, someone I hadn't talked to in years. And they had just listened to my most recent podcast with my interview with Katie. And she went on to apologize for the past of not allowing space to feel safe. And she went on to say, I know that you are probably going to respond with, you don't need to apologize. And she was right. She didn't need to apologize because she didn't do anything wrong. It was me that had to find my own way back to me. And I have no regrets of my journey or how long it took me to find my way back to me because everything was divine timing. It wasn't rushed. It wasn't forced. So I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful for timing, the most divine timing in life, because it literally has gotten me right here, right now. And I'm back. I'm back with me. I'm in love with me. I love myself, my vessel that God has blessed me with. I love my journey. I love the entanglement and being able to process it and figure it all out and understand it. I love the mistakes I've made in my past because within those mistakes, there was growth. There was understanding. There was healing. There was forgiveness. There was love. I love life, and I'm grateful for life, for what it has to offer. I love that I live without fear, that I'm not afraid of what tomorrow will bring because I'm right here, present in the moment of what today is already bringing me. I love that I feel so abundant every single day, every single minute of my day. I love everything about life, and I'm grateful for it. I'm grateful for you listening to me. And hopefully I haven't lost you in all of my love and gratitude. But ask yourselves, what are you grateful for? Because you don't need a month like November, like Thanksgiving, to just be grateful. Live every day with gratitude. Wake up with gratitude that you get another day to wake up. Go to bed with gratitude, thanking God, thanking universe, thanking source, that you had a day of learning, of healing, of pain, of growth, of being able to go to bed and rest and start anew the next day. Don't let life slip by you. Don't let those moments pass you by. They're just there, right in front of you, right within you, to be grateful for. So I hope, if anything, from this episode, ending my season number 2, you find yourselves sitting with gratitude of who you are, of what your journey has brought you thus far. Thank you all. And I look forward to seeing you again in a month. And during that month, I hope you find joy and peace and happiness and growth and learning and healing within your own journeys. I desire the most abundant blessings for you, as I do for myself. Until then, thank you, thank you, thank you.